Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, I am feeling good. I talked to Tim. Call me back. Or is it Danny? Daniel. Oh, okay. I forget which one of my TV reps. He's like, Don, look, Tuesday, we need to have you in another session so we can get this thing rolling. I say, yeah, man. Because I'm having problems with subdomains and domains and key in NSs and take out NSs. And I'm telling you. And today, I added another dimension to Crystal Catherine Magic's uniform. And on the side of her sleeve, she has in white letters etched in for Power Commander. Oh, I'm just scared of her. And she's got K.K. on her chest like Wonder Woman. So instead of them saying Wonder Woman, they're going to be saying K-K-K the Woman. You know that's phony. That's corny. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world, and you can get into the show. And I want to thank Nashville. Man, they are showing out tonight on my board. I got so many blue lights. I'm at the salute. What's the theme song for Nashville? Oh, say, Nashville, can you see? No, that's not it. My producer say, "Duh, what are you drinking?" I am drinking hibiscus tea with a good lemon drop in there. But I won't tell you where the lemon came from, but it is good. We got an exciting show for you tonight. The topic is your voice is important to you. Now listen to what I said. Your voice is important to you. And we're not talking about that little mealy-molly small voice that whispers in your ear or when you sleep or you think you hear it. We're talking about that loud vibrato twin of you voice. So we're going to be talking about that. I thought I pasted it on the board. I don't see it, so I got to go get it because I know I did it. I don't know what be going on with my boards. But anyway, listen, it is 7:06. You know, we get ready at 7:07. You can go to my website and hit the big red on air button, and you'll be listening to the show. And that is dsmpublications.net. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ and hit Don S. McClure. So you got a couple of ways. And man, I'm looking so forward, and it's been driving me crazy. I've been going through all these McCall pattern book, Simplicity, Vinkabaka, whatever it is, picking out clothes for Crystal Catherine Magic. And a friend of mine, he said, "Don, are you playing with dolls or something?" You know, went crazy over Crystal Catherine Magic. I said, "No, man, I'm just getting her bolero pants and tights and leggings and all that ready for the little girls that's going to admire her." And I was in the store today talking to a young woman, and we were discussing. She's an RN. And she said, "Don, don't make all the little women with little, thinny, skinny." I said, "They not, you know. Crystal got a little hip on her." But anyway, we had a long conversation, and I said, "You're right, but don't worry. Her best friend is not going to be an itsy bitsy." So, you know, I got some plans, but it's just amazing when I'm wearing my shirt, Don S. McClure, the hardest working author, people just gravitate to it and say he must be good. So without further ado, and I can lead the clown circus show, I'm going to play my first track. And when I come back, man, I got some dangerous music for you. So let's get to The Real Thing by Sergio Mendez. And Crystal Catherine Magic, she got on red boots, and she thinks she just bad, man. She gonna be fighting the aliens. All right, The Real Thing, the song, Sergio Mendez, Brazil 77. Quit clowning.
Thank you.
77, 78, 79, 80. What is wrong with you? The real thing. I like that track, man. And I can't. Okay, all right. I can hear my mother now. Done. Learn the words to the song, baby. But I thought I knew it, Ma. Well, go learn it. That was mean. That hurt my feelings. Hurt my feelings. Anyway. That was Sergio Mendes in a Brazil 77. And, man, they can cut. And you know why they were doing that, man? I was on the screen playing with KK again with her shoes and her knees. I think I done went crazy, man. I'm just seeing all these. You know, she might even have a fashion show later on. You know, like Barbie. But K. is bad. We got a lot of great music for you tonight. I'm telling you, man, it's like, you know how you get that feeling like you're about to conquer the world? That's what I feel like tonight. I feel like I'm about to bust through, bust a rhyme, bust a move, bust a something, bust a gut. If I keep eating, I'm going to be fat. My producer looking at me like, God, what is wrong with you? My priest is on the Skype tonight. Hello, Father. How are you? He's like, oh, Lord, a demon. Hey, I'm going to play this track. Anthony David featuring India Irie. And it's appropriate for our subject tonight because it's called Words. And your voice is important to you, your real view of your words and thoughts. We're going to talk about that about 7:45, 7:50. It's going to be on like snow cones. Snow cone.
I believe that heaven must be like this.
Oh, man. India. Iri. And who was that? Oh, Anthony Davis. I had to look. I thought it was Anthony Hamilton or Anthony Bartholomew or something. I'm telling you, it's the T. Blame it on the T, because that's what it is. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Man, it's already 7:22. And I was telling my producer earlier, I said, I did the show on Wednesday. And before I knew it, it was time to get off the air. I was like, where'd the time go? And he said, if you quit playing on that other computer, getting clothes for the animation characters you create, maybe you pay attention. I said, oh, okay. Because I got, man, the alien commander and the ice priest. Oh, man, they're going to be fire. We got a lot of stuff going on. Okay. Your voice is important to you. Your real view of your words and thoughts. Now, your voice, and I do mean your voice, is the most important voice you will ever need to listen to. Now, not that small, scratchy, that is sometimes hard to hear or understand what is being said to you, but that loud voice that has a daily conversation with you. And we're going to talk about that at about 7:50. But we got some more killer music, man. Killer. I do mean killer. Like when some of you too young for this, Flip Wilson, he talk about killer. Oh, man. And my mic keeps scratching the cone. What is going on? Okay, let's get to the track. Anthony Hamilton, Falling in Love. And man, I like this piano guy when he starts. It's good, man, really good. So Anthony Hamilton is going to take us away. And again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show in Nashville and in Chattanooga. And there was a couple of Branston. I don't know one of them. But anyway, they're listening to me out there. And my producer shaking his head like, I think they're crazy for listening to you.
So long to be next to you, and I ain't got the nerve but to tell ya, baby, you keep me up through the night time, thinking about your love and affection, and I've been drawn to you, and I hope you feel the same, and if I could have my way, question the warmest affection. Don't choose to act, it's unnoticed. At that moment your heart filled with laughter. Don't lie about how you feel. That chance might be for day. And if I could have my way, I'd spend my life with you, falling in love.
Oh,
I mean, I like when he sing that. Wow, when you kiss her, I feel like falling in off the roof. You know, I can see him working on the ladder. You know, I just fixed some gutters, right? He's working on the ladder. Oh, when you, oh! Oh, man. If you can see my producer on the Skype, man, he's just shaking his head. Dang, dog. It is so seriously, seriously wrong with you, man. Oh, I'm just telling you what the song is. I'm gonna play. You know I'm listening. Do Me Right after 7. They made this track, man, and got ran out the studio by the ex-wives and stuff, and ex-girlfriends. Everybody came in the studio and told them, get out. Tell them, you tried to offer me the sun. You said it was too bright. You said you wanted to be get snowballs, and it was summertime. Get out. Anyway, do me right. He said, until you do me right, I don't even want to hear you call my name. Man, that's a jam. And my text is lit up from the guys. They say, yeah, tell them, Don, until they do us right. I don't want to even see them in the store. I don't want to see them on the highway until they just, I don't know, what is it? I'm going to read this text. Dear Don, I don't want to never see them at the daycare where I pick up my baby. I said, oh, okay. Oh, man. She must have did a job when you don't want to see them at the daycare. All right. Let's get to this. Let's get to this track at 7:34. And let's see. Why am I fooling around? And people calling me from Connecticut. I can't answer the phone right now. See, that's what I'm talking about. The guys want to get in and say something, but I can't do it. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Rachel Farrell. And it's called Nothing Has Ever Felt Like This. I don't know why people calling me. From Connecticut, of all places. You heard it ringing on my show. Beep, beep.
What did I do to deserve him? Heaven knows I'm not like you. I'm not perfect. When he sees, will he leave? Thank you.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I know my dad said, Inez, Don is the one and only. And I hope we don't add no more. Not like him. She be like, Archie, you know you love Don. Don is just your favorite little boy. Yeah, my daddy did love me. He said, I just don't know. When I was shooting the bullets, he was the one to be. I said, oh my God. We got some more great music for you, I'm telling you. And we're going to get into our subject matter in about 5 more minutes. So I want you to get a pen, a pencil, and not so much to write it down as verbatim. Just something to say, you know what? I can think about that. You don't always have to be right. See, that's the whole thing about life. People give you advice, but you got your own voice. And when you make mistakes, you'll know it because you can look in the mirror and say, I made a plumb fool out of myself. So you won't have to have anybody else tell you. You'll know. So, man, I went a little too far with that, and I don't like the circumstances. And then your other self will say, so how's that working for you, dummy? All right. I'm going to get to this track by Charlie Wilson. It's called Magic. And, you know, I used to do magic. I used to try to pull a rabbit out of the hat. I used to try to pull cards under my sleeve, and I would have the cheerleaders line up, throw daggers at them. June, June, June. What I'm saying, now if you hit me with that dagger, it's going to be all. All right, okay. Corny, corny.
Good evening, baby. And welcome to the Charlie Show. Tonight I'm going to be showing you things that you've never seen before. So just sit back and relax. Because tonight I'm going to be doing some things that no man has ever done to you, baby. I?
Oh, baby. Abracadabra, form of a bedroom. Now add a little candlelight in the scent of your sweet perfume, girl. Hocus pocus, now you in that cute little dress that I like. Now don't lose focus on what I'm about to show you tonight. I can do magic, whoa. One snap of your finger, girl, I perform a trick on you. Oh, anything you want me to do. Girl, all you gotta do is dim the lights,
and I'll show you my trick or two.
All day,
because I can do magic, I can do magic.
Now I ain't no psychic, but I can see what you need, girl. And you don't have to write it, cause looking at your body I can read, girl. You're giving me the eye, and it's making me want you back, girl. Turn around. Now can you guess what's in my hands? Yeah. Oh, one snap of your finger, girl,
I perform a trick on you.
Girl, cause I can do,
magic.
All you gotta do is dim the light.
Disappear.
Been out of nowhere.
A hotel room with a pin.
Suddenly,
next thing you know, it's you and me.
I'll love you, babe.
Girl, no, I lose, just please leave.
Bear witness
to what I'm about to do.
Turn the lights off
and call your wings, just come true.
Wave my hand.
Break my heart, that calls your clothes.
Girl, that's something I want you to know.
You
once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and we're ready to talk about our subject matter. So let me pull up my board. And if you don't have the number, 347-633-9376 is the number you could dial. All right, you know I have to write these on the Lifestyle Show. And tonight I thought I was pondering, and it just came to me to say, your voice is important to you. Your real view of your words and thoughts. So let's take a look at that. Your voice, and I do mean your voice, is the most important voice you will ever need to listen to. Not the small voice that is sometimes hard to hear or understand what is being said to you, but that loud voice that has a daily conversation with you. Now, sometimes we call this voice our duplicate or our twin. You know, we stand in the mirror and talk face to face, or we ask questions like, how do I look in this outfit? Or is this the right color to wear? Especially for women, they're always talking to that voice and they're always listening to it. Is it too tight? Is it too loose? Is it too short? Is it too long? And you had these conversations. Which purse should I get? Which shoes should I wear? And it's a loud conversation. And sometimes you put the shoe on, you say, no, you don't want to wear that. You go like, why not? Because it don't match. So, we stand in the mirror, whether it's in the bathroom, the bedroom, downstairs, upstairs, wherever it is, and we ask questions. Now, for the men, we do the same thing. Is the style of clothes I'm wearing today, is this right? Is it the right tie? Is it the right Air Jordans? Is it the right jeans or the casual look? You actually have these conversations and they are loud. You even ask yourself, is this the right person I'm going on a date with tonight? Or have I spent too much money yesterday? Now I'm crying. And sometimes you even say to yourself out loud, what should I eat? Or what do I have a taste for? Usually, it is our double, that twin, who can answer the questions back. Like, why are you doing this? You know better than that. And then you hit your finger with the hammer. You'll say, or how long have you been thinking about this decision? And the voice will even say, get up. You know you got some work to do outside. And you'd be like, man, I don't feel like getting up. And it'd be like, get up. Yes, your voice is important to you. And when you experience success in anything you do, you always say to yourself, I knew I would make it. Or get up off the ground and wipe yourself off and get to moving. Sort of like if you were in the Matrix, where she's laying on the floor. She's been shot at. And she'll say to herself, get up. You see, that's the real part of your voice. It's important to you because it has nothing to do with what else you heard from somebody else, what else you thought from somebody else. It gets down to that twin, that double of you that will truly answer you. And sometimes you'll go back and forth. You'll pick up the phone and it'll say, why'd you pick up the phone to call? Because I wanted to explain something. And your double will say, hang that phone up. Because you know that's going to be a lot of nonsense. And you look at the phone, not realizing that you're talking to your double or your twin, that person that you see in that mirror, which is you. And nobody can come between you and your voice. Nobody. Now, there'll be times, like I said, a little small voice to come out. You'll hesitate. You'll think about things. But that loud voice, it's clear, it's pure, it's precise, and it will tell you right then in your face, no, that's a stupid thing to do. And you look like, are you talking to me? And you go like, yeah, I am. So your voice, not the voices outside, not anybody else's voices, not the pastor, not the school teacher, not even most of the time when you're talking to yourself, your parents can't even interfere with that. Because you got your own apartment, you got your own house, you got your own car, and you're sitting in there, even while you're driving, you and your voice are having a conversation. And he or she is riding next to you. And it's like, okay, I know you're getting ready here. Why don't you stop in the store and pick up something? And you'd be like, well, I already got everything I need. And it'd say, if you did, you wouldn't be in the parking lot of the store. So you go, oh, okay. All right, let me go in there and get it. See, that's the difference when you know that you actually guide yourself. You put yourself on the right path to be successful in whatever it is you do. And as I said, the next time you watch The Matrix, they're talking about the same thing. That duplicate voice that says, get up. You know you can't lay there and cry all day long. Come on, we got something for you to do. So I want you to think about that. We're going to talk about that again later. My board is firing up. People just calling in, writing in, doing that thing. I'm going to play this track by Glenn Lewis called Fall Again. And man, it's 8:03 already. So let's get the track on. But your voice is important to you. Your real view of your words and thoughts.
I need you around for everything.
In red dresses, just spinning around and doing that Latin dance. Whew, man, I can't wait till next year. Hey, my first musical, I Love Being a Butterfly, is going to come out next year. Oh, man, you're talking about a lot of work. And then the Black History Awards dinner is going to be live on my TV channel once we can get it all together. But just think, a whole lot of ramen noodles, big and pleading, working hard. Oh, and it's all going to come to Big Show next year. And we even got some more things for Crystal Catherine Magic. I mean, she's got a KK on her chest. She's got a commander on her arm. And I'm taking these items out of the garage, you know, like I have this huge leaf blower. It don't work no more, but I'm going to turn it, or I'm going to take pictures of it, and I'm going to turn it into her snow gun. Oh, man. And then I got another one that I'm going to turn that into another weapon for her. But she got to fight these aliens, man. And hopefully we're going to have her up and running in children's stories on my network during Christmas called Children's Saturday. Oh, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry and help her say the little cheering. Now, not children, the cheering. Boy, you ain't got good sense. You are crazy. All right, let's get to another good track. Man, I'm cutting up tonight. But I like that Glenn Lewis. Fall Again. Hey, I'm going to play a dual track. It's 8:10. I'm going to play Gato by Barry, I Want You, and I'm going to follow it up with Marvin Gaye, I Want You. So I'm going to blend them. I'm going to pull it off. I'm going to make it sound so good. And I like Gato by Barry. And you know I like Marvin Gaye. And nobody could sing I Want You like Marvin Gaye. And nobody could play I Want You like Gato by Barry. So let's get into it. I gotta get some more red tea, man. I'm on fire. And burn up. Woo! My priest say, yeah, you're going to burn up in. You better not say it. Because you know where you're going. I say to heaven. today. Man, that's the track. Oh, I can't take it. It's 8:22. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we got more great music for you.
In our world today, remarkable stories are the vehicles to inspire us, no matter where we live or work. A delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned American author Don S. McClure has created one of those stories you will never forget. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. This incredible story of two talented young ladies who, because of their separate life challenges since birth, fight their way to the top of their field while growing up to make their dreams a reality. One girl will bring total victory for those like her, living with an impairment that cost her 90% of sight. Sierra Leone Winston will force the world to understand and respect her as a whole human being who happens to be different from birth. Our story includes the courageous views of Sierra's two loving parents, willing to face the world and all its ugly perceptions of their child, born with an affliction. The second star of the story, Amaryllis Martinez, is one of the top five ranked pitchers in high school history. In this unique story, you will learn the value of true friendship in each of their lives, from their schools, communities, close friends, and teammates. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field is one of the best stories for 2018. Written by renowned American author Don S. McClure and available on his website, www.dsmpublications.net and on Amazon.com.
Show hands to make me whatever your mind may say, I'm sure. Can you help me out? So hold your breath, don't protest, 'cause baby right now I know better. I say this love I give to you, it's gonna be no one could kiss like this. Child, yeah, I'll keep it forever. This moment we will simply call pure bliss. Ooh, yeah. We're too hard. You just can't define that with space.
Hey, we got 27 more minutes to go. I told you I don't know what's going on. These shows are flying by on me, man. And I got to play this track, Secret Garden, Brian Culverson, Howard Hewitt, and I'm getting all I'm getting all choked up. And I got to play Rachel Farrell, and I'm almost out of time, man. I'm just enjoying it. So let me get to this track. Secret Garden, Brian Culverson, Howard Hewitt, from our jazz section.
Here in the garden, where temptation My love was so satisfied, but now your love is slowly, slowly dying. I know what I put you through, and I want to make it up to you. Please forgive me, babe, don't let it end this way. I swear I'll never lie, just give it one more try. Here I stand alone with my heart
Karaoke one day, man. And man, when I'm up there on stage and my boys be behind me, take me, I'm yours. I want to walk a while. And I walk across the stage. I'm going to talk a while. Reach out my hand. Touch a girl. See, ah! Let me play this track, man. We got 12 more minutes to go. Man, I'm telling you. Man, people from all over tuning in. I'm really glad. And it's going to be all right, man. Sometimes I wonder, like, man, it's a lot of work. But it's worth it. Okay, let me get this track in. Boys to Men, More Than You'll Ever Know. My favorite artist, Charlie Wilson. You know, I like some Charlie Wilson. They call him Uncle Charlie.
Took you for granted and thought that you would understand it, but through it all we managed to make it through tough times.
No, no, I can't imagine not having you by my side. Everything you are and all you do, I'm still in love with you more than you ever know. Just like the stars in a cloud. That I love you more than you will ever know.
validated.
With love we'll always make it.
No, I can't imagine not having you by my side. Everything you are and all you do, I'm still in love with you more than you ever know. Just like the stars in a thousand skies, more than you ever know. Deeper than the place where the ocean floor lies, you're still number one in my eyes. Until this day I still get butterflies. Oh, we know that I love you more than you will ever know.
And I don't ever wanna be without you. To me you're one of a kind. You're my everything. Girl, you're my sunshine. Oh,
no, you stood with me to ride me through the strife. So glad that you are mine, knowing you're my ride or die. I love you. Yeah, I know.
This track on Rachel Farrell, because it's almost time to get out. Oh man, it's called Till You Come Back to Me. Rachel Farrell, our featured artist.
Somewhere else
90 seconds, actually 89. I got to say, have a great weekend. I'm getting ready to get ready for tomorrow's show and Sunday's show and Monday's show and Tuesday's show and Wednesday. No, I mean, but listen, I got one more minute. I got to get out of here. It has been a ball. I got 60 seconds. I hate when she comes in my ear with that. You got 60 seconds. So I got to go. I know it's been fun. But I gotta go.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.